Yes, folks, it's Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern, and I'm Fred McMurray, which means this must be... Yes, folks. Today I'm with my co-host Ray Pillar. Kristen, yeah, I'm not going to do it because Michelle wouldn't tell me how to say the last name, so we know I'm going to screw it up. And our special guest, Cindy Edwards. This is Pillars of Franchising. Welcome, folks. Messed around with the intro there, so it all makes sense. And that, folks, is not actually that's not.
Sorry, my
really,
dog wants to be on the show today.
This is not the first time we've been bombed by dogs. It is what it is, folks. We're happy to have our canine listeners. So, where are you, Ray? What? Ray and Kristen?
Yeah. Well, I'd rather be on the road, but I'm home. My trip was cut short. I was supposed to do something out west, and that was canceled, so we drove home. But right now, it's not too bad to be here. It's 65 degrees here in sunny Aurora, Illinois. And enjoying the weather, got back from a walk, a lot of people out walking, and still keeping their 6 foot distance. You know, we step off the sidewalk because we have dogs with us, you know, and let them go by or come the other way. And people are smiling for the most part and waving, you know, nobody wants to stop and talk, but still a lot of people out today. Kristen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a sunny day, which helps. I think that's always good for everybody once we're stuck working at home and in confined environments lately. So I'm glad to see that.
Yep. Finally, it's been raining here. So go ahead, Fred.
I was going to say, you want to ask Cindy Ray where she is and
I certainly do. I want to introduce Cindy. Cindy Edwards is the Efficiency First Solutions founder and president. Welcome to the show. Where are you, Cindy? How's the weather out there?
It's great. Sunny today. Yeah. Not a cloud in the sky.
And the where? Where are you?
I'm in Atascadero, California, which is just a little north of San Luis Obispo.
You're in Atascadero. I'll do it. I'll piss off the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce. I used to go to a coffee up there at the Carlton Hotel, which is a very nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They always tell me Fresno is hell, and Atascadero is kind of like the last turn just before you go to hell. So it's the doorstep to hell. And I can tell you, there was somebody from the Chamber of Commerce that did not like hearing me describe it as the doorstep to hell.
Understandably why, you know.
Yeah.
They still have better weather than...
It's purgatory.
So, Cindy is a licensee, correct? Aero Barrier.
That's
so
correct.
First, tell us about Aero Barrier and what it does. And then tell us what your process was of becoming a licensee of Aero Barrier. I think that's probably the best way to get into the franchising part of it.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of repeat in my headphones. Can we?
Echo.
In other words, people are still talking in my headphones right now, so I can't communicate with you very well.
Okie dokie. So you're getting, is anybody else getting?
I'm getting, everything that we say is getting repeated in my headphones a few seconds later than what you have said.
So.
And so it's like looping through my headphones.
Your,
I'm on a, it's like a trip right now.
That's what they also said.
I don't
want to
be
there.
On.
So
yeah.
Check the
it's
mute.
The town you live in.
Hit the up arrow button next to the mute button and check your check
okay.
your audio setting.
Okay, I'm at microphone array, headphones is checked.
So is there any other headphones?
No, it's just one headphone. Yeah, be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering. Are you in a browser? Do you have any browsers open?
Oh, let me look here.
Sometimes when that happens on my phone, the only way I can do it is to disconnect and reconnect. I hope we don't have to do that here.
Can I just pull the headphones?
Go for
try it.
In.
Try just the speakers on your computer.
Let me just try.
How's
okay.
that?
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. It's not,
oh, there you go. Okay.
Is it
all
okay?
Right.
It sounds okay?
Yeah, just
yeah.
talk loudly.
Okay. Well, I can turn up mine. because the voices in my head were...
I say that often. The voices.
So,
welcome to small business.
Pretty wild. Okay.
So,
okay. So if you can hear me, then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're great.
You're great. Okay. So on with the. What is Aero Barrier?
Talk loudly.
Okay. So Aero Barrier is a proprietary system that.
I say that.
So I'm still hearing.
Yeah,
I am
so
now
much.
Too. The whole
yeah.
conversation 3
yeah.
minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're great. You're great. Okay. So I'm.
Oh, that's really delayed.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. So Aero Barrier is a proprietary system I have.
I say that.
And this is what makes. Our show so great.
You never know. It's like owning a small yeah. business, right? You never
yeah.
know what's going to happen
okay.
when you walk in the door.
Well, let's let Fred figure this one out.
Yeah. And just as you think you have it all figured out, bam, something else happens.
Yeah.
But you're hearing it too.
Oh yeah.
We are now. Yeah.
Our show is so great.
You never know. It's like owning a small business, right? You never
yeah.
know what's going to happen okay. when you walk in the door. Well, let's let Fred figure this one out. Yeah. And just as you think you have it all figured out, bam, something else happens.
Yeah.
Is it 5 o'clock somewhere? I think it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes. In the east on the east coast.
Okay, good. You never know. It's like owning a small business, right? You never... I'm like talking to myself again and
yeah.
again.
You love hearing yourself, don't you?
No, not at all. Not even the first time. You have it all figured out. Stay out. Something else happens. Is it 5 o'clock somewhere? I think it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes. In on the east coast.
Okay, good. You never know. It's like owning a small business, right? You never know.
Wow, that's like a minute delayed, isn't it? You're in your
thoughts, aren't you? No, not at all. Not even the first time. You have it all figured out. Stay out. Something else happens. Is it 5 o'clock somewhere? I think it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes. And on the east coast.
Okay, good. You never know. It's like owning a small business, right?
Wow, that's like a minute
delayed,
isn't it? You're in
your phone, right? No, not at all. Not even the first time.
Aww.
You got to do something when times are like this, right? Say, hello, Ringo. Hello, Ringo. No beer here. Go ahead. This is a first, I think. I don't recall this ever happening to us before.
No, not to this extent.
That's why Fred's on mute, because he's having a little conversation with himself right now.
Yeah, yes, he is.
I can just see his hat now.
I would love somebody to text or ping into the show and tell us if you are all hearing the same thing we are, or if we're just hearing it amongst ourselves. Maybe they all think we're crazy.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. Anyway, I'm wearing this hat because this is where I wish I was.
I would love somebody to text or ping into the show and tell us if you are all hearing the same thing we are, or if we're just hearing it amongst ourselves. Maybe they all think we're crazy.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Johns with Michelle Rempel for BizBuzz Radio. We're part of the Linked Local Network, you know, linked locally, connect globally. And our guest today is Tony Van Schoik. We are about to start buzzing about the Gigi Hill bags biz. So I have a million questions about these bags. And the first one is, you're not Vera Bradley, are you?
No, we are not. I get asked that a lot, but we are not.
Well, and then that leads me to my second question, because let me just say I am originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana, home of Vera Bradley. Mm-hmm. I was so distressed to find out that there is no Vera Bradley.
Oh!
Really? You know, she's like Betty Crocker. She doesn't really exist. Is there a Gigi Hill?
There is a Gigi Hill.
Really?
Yes,
I'm
there
so
is.
I'm so happy to hear that. So tell me about Gigi Hill and how did this bag business get started?
Well, Gigi is Gabrielle DeSantis. She's one of the founders. And the Hill is Monica Hillman, who's the other founder. And so they had this idea one day on a soccer field, two moms saying that, you know, missing their cell phone calls because they can't find it in the big black hole of their bag, can't find their keys. So that's where the idea started, and this, you know, they started it in 2005, fast forward to 2009 when they launched nationally across the United States, and here we are 4 years later.
And it's really a fast-growing company, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I will admit, I don't know a lot about the fashion business, but I hear buzz about Gigi Hill bags.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So organization, finding things in the black hole, is kind of a hallmark, right?
Yes,
it is. Like, that's part of your pitch. Not just that they're pretty, but you have a place to put your stuff. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, when they started putting the whole idea together, they were actually designing the bags with Trader Joe's paper bags. Believe it or not, yeah, with tape and everything. We have the original one that they did. But
nice.
What they wanted to do, and they started sketching out what the inside of a bag should look like. So that's when they came up with a trademark signature pocket design. And our trademark bag, which is called the Audrey, which is named after Audrey Hepburn, she's our flagship bag, comes with 8 pockets on the inside, from a key fob to a privacy pocket, pen and pencil holders. It's got pockets on the side, and I always say that it will take a woman or a mom from school drop-off to work to a concert late at night, because it will fit baby bottles, wine bottles, or wine bottles.
I love the wine bottle. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So how do you sell these Gigi Hill bags?
Well, we're a direct sales company, so our number one way of doing it is at in-home parties. And, you know, really there isn't anybody who has a niche market product like we do in the marketplace in direct sales. And, you know, our bags sitting on a shelf in retail really can't tell the story. So that's how we're sold primarily, is we, you know, have the lady who is so nice to open up her home. She invites her friends or family over. They get to have a great time in a relaxed, comfortable environment. And, you know, they get a great deal because we always have a great customer special. The hostess gets free stuff, and that's our primary way of doing business.
And so somebody like me, who is basically an iconoclast, might say that some nice lady opens up her home to her friends and then strong-arms them into buying something when they thought they were coming for a social event.
No, you know what? That's not really what it's all about. Because
I was guessing you'd say that.
Yeah.
So, that's my perspective. Tell me yours.
Sure.
Because I'm sure I'm not the first person to say that.
Not at all. We really work with our hostesses to make it the best event for them. She's my partner, and so we... I mean, specifically, there is no hardcore sales pitch with our business. Women love the bags. Women love purses. It's a $9 billion market. It's the number one accessory.
Holy cow.
I know. Believe that.
Wow.
You know, I believe that.
Yeah.
Although I have been carrying the same bag for years, and I never switch.
Tony, you got to hook her up.
but I think I'm unusual. I think most people change purses to change outfits. They change purses to change moods. And... you can always buy a purse. They're not that expensive unless you buy my bag that's lasted 4 years, which is another whole story. But usually, you know, it's an affordable treat for yourself, right?
Absolutely. And there's, you know, women will spend money on themselves for a treat like that. And, you know, I've seen where women will, you know, they'll cut their grocery bill or, you know, dial down on what their expenses are.
You're telling me they'll buy a Gigi Hill bag instead of groceries for their children?
I've seen them do it.
Oh. That is heartless. That is heartless.
And we're back, folks. Sorry about the, if you've been listening on Blog Talk Radio or the websites, we went black there for a while. We're back. We're also now live broadcasting again on all the social media. So we're back.
We're back.
So I'm Fred McMurray. This is Pillars of Franchising. Ray Pillar and Kristen S., the female business warrior, are talking with Cindy Edwards, president of Efficiency First Solutions, and she is a licensee of Aero Barrier. Just to catch everyone up. So there, take that. Oh, got somebody yelling at me at the website.
Doing it again, Fred.
Try to unplug and replug back in with your headphones. Mine did it, and I just unplugged them, plugged them back in, and I was good.
Solutions, and she is...
Lotion?
Yep.
I'm not hearing anything.
It's there. Take that. Oh, yeah.
Can anyone hear me? Oh, that's horrifying.
Here, take that. Oh, get some.
I'm not sure where we're getting that echo from.
I'm pretty sure it's like April Fool's Day plus one, right? Isn't that the date today?
There we go. That's the only thing that I'm coming up with.
Where's Michelle? Is she pulling this on us?
No, she fled. That mic's off. So is anybody else picking it up at this point?
No.
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 Here, take that. Oh, get them.
But see, it's like a recurring ping echo.
Day plus one, right? Is that the date today?
That's the only thing that I'm coming up with.
Where's Michelle? Is she pulling this on us?
So, well, picking it up at this point.
Oh,
is
that? Yeah.
No.
See, that's that same segment over and over again.
It's like a recurring ping echo.
Must be the mountains behind me. It's echoing.
Where's Michelle? Is she pulling this on us?
Well, picking it up at this point.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
No.
See,
like a echo.
The mountains behind
me. The only thing that I'm
Where's Michelle? Is she pulling this on us?
Oh, wow. How many times have we heard this? Well, I think we just fell from number one. Maybe number 19 or 20.
We're sliding into number two. Well, that's because all of our IT people have to work from home. Now we know what the rest of the country is going through.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Every time we
Well, I think we just fell from number one. Maybe number 19.
We're sliding into number two.
Well, that's because all of our IT people have to work from home. Now we know it's
having technical difficulties.
Oh, wow. Every time we
Look like Cindy a little bit. You and Cindy look alike.
Number one.
No, it's Cindy. She's on this.
Number two.
Hi, Daisy.
Come on, pop in. Just say hi. It's echoed again about a minute later.
Okay. I'm in process of rebooting my machine.
No.
Hi, Daisy. Hey, Fred, maybe it's those people out front working on your, working out front of your office.
Hey, it echoed again about a minute later.
That's weird.
Okay, I'm in process of rebooting my machine.
No.
Hi, Daisy. Hey, Fred, maybe it's those people out front working on your office. Oh, hey, working out front of your office.
This is Mocha.
Cute.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, so cute.
You're the mascot. Are you a mascot?
My machine.
She's on West.
Mocha, Mocha. Not working on. Oh, hey. There you go. There's another puppy on TV.
Mocha.
Oh, my gosh. Puppy.
Okay, I think, Ray, it's time for you to dance.
Dance? I could maybe sing, but you don't want to see me dance.
Oh, well, somebody better do something.
Okay. So, Kristen, do me a favor. Hop off, come back on.
Okie doke.
Because at this point, my OBS system. So it's not Kristen, and it's been happening when I'm muted. All right. Cindy, disconnect, reboot, and come back in, please.
So, Kristen, do me a favor. Hop off, come back on.
Wait for it. Okay. Kristen?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Are you just recording?
No, right now I'm just trying to. I've literally rebooted everything here.
Okay.
So, and that's.
It sounds like it was Cindy's computer.
Perhaps. Yeah,
I'm thinking it was when we pulled the...
Right, when she pulled the headphones out.
Yeah.
The problem is she was hearing an echo the entire time. So if she hadn't pulled them, she wasn't able to
no,
be in
I
it
get
anyway.
That. I get that.
I'm not going to place blame or anything.
No.
No, no, no.
All right, so...
It's just this weird thing.
I've literally rebooted everything here.
Okay.
And that's...
It was Cindy's computer.
Okay, I'm back.
I'm thinking it was when
right,
we...
So, wait. All right.
See if Cindy has another
I got
computer.
Cindy on mute.
I guess,
Cindy, check the speakers next to the mute. Because somehow it's everything that's coming, what would normally go into the headsets is coming back into the mic.
Okay, hang on.
I'm thinking it was when we fell away. All right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I got
okay.
Cindy on mute.
So what do you...
I don't know.
What am I...
All right. So...
Next to the mute.
Right.
Yeah.
Somehow,
so I have
everything that's coming... What would normally go into the headsets is coming back into the mic.
Okay, I clicked something that said same as system.
Okay. So when all you
right.
All right, so I gotta get back in here. All right. So when you click it upload, so do you see a test speaker and microphone one? Click on that.
I did. I hear
okay, see
speaking pause.
Okay,
yeah.
So when you all right.
Finish.
Get back in here.
Since it looks
when
good.
You click it, do you see a test speaker and microphone one?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Okay. So I'm muted. Kristen or Cindy's muted. Kristen's muted. Ray's muted. Is anybody hearing feedback? All right. No one's hearing feedback. Okay. See, this doesn't have anything to do with Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy's muted.
So
Kristen,
I just unmuted you, Cindy. When
hearing feedback.
So, do you when you're muted? Do you hear the feedback loop?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
No one's hearing feedback. Okay.
It's going on right now.
So it even goes on when I mute you.
See,
yes.
This doesn't have anything to do with Blog Talk Radio.
It's going on right now. I don't know if anyone
do
else can hear it.
Only the only time we hear it is if when you're not muted. So do you have any browsers open besides, do you have any browsers open?
You're muted. Do you hear the feedback?
No. Let's see.
Yeah.
All right.
Is Chrome open or anything like that?
I'm looking.
What's going on right now? So it even goes on when I mute you.
Yeah.
This doesn't have anything to do with Blog Talk Radio.
It's going on right now. I don't know if anyone else can hear it.
The only time we hear it is if when you're not muted. So do you have any browsers open besides? Do you have any browsers open?
You're muted.
Okay.
Are we good now?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I see what happened. I had the list up because I couldn't print it out, the list of questions you had for me. And that obviously was another browser that was open.
All right, that works.
See what I mean?
Yep. All right, so we're good to go. We restart all over again. It's okay.
How do I get it back to you, though?
So next to the mute button is the start button.
Oh, I got it. All right.
All right, so got to make sure this is muted. Mute you.
Now, should I?
All right.
I'll try to plug the headphones back in then, I guess, huh?
That works. And all right, this is why I love it. We get to start over again because even though we've been live on BTR, Lord, you're killing me.
Are you rebooting, Fred? Is that what you're doing now?
You're killing me. Sorry. Need to uninstall some software. Because in the wonderful reboot, Zoom decided that they updated the software I did not want them to update. Please hold.
When you had me log out, log back in, it asked me to reboot to or to update, and I just said no.
Yeah. This appears to be an ongoing problem because on the one machine, I have to have that version. Otherwise, life doesn't work. Doing so well today. Rebooted. And that did not take care of the issue. Oh, I hate you. I'm trying to do it the easy way.
Time to harness the chi, Fred.
Working on it.
Deep breathing.
What are you doing with your employees?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What am I doing about them? Is that what you said?
Christian, right?
Kristen.
Yeah. Yeah, because well, you have a franchise. Don't you know?
Busy. We've cut back the number of days that we're cleaning and instead making the days fuller so that they have more time with their families. But when they come in, they're there for the day rather than coming in for, you know, short shifts.
Uh-huh.
But it's getting really tricky, especially now with unemployment, the way they're doing it. It's going to make it a little interesting to see how many people would rather, I mean, who wouldn't rather sit at home on unemployment and get $1,200 or whatever it happens to be. And not have to go to work at all. And then how do you get them back to work, you know, because they've extended it a longer period of time. So
you find that people are not requesting your services or have stopped your services. Are you commercial or residential or both? Or
we do both. So the commercial businesses, there's some very small businesses we clean that they have closed.
Mm-hmm.
But our larger businesses and our office buildings, they still, you know, they're still stable. So
yeah,
it really, and when it comes down to residential, it's really dependent upon the person, right? The family themselves, what their situation is, what their financial situation is, what their job situation may be. If there's somebody that works in a field that's exposed, they want us to come in and sanitize and clean every time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our families are not mobile, and so they need us to come and help with those things. So
it's
really a mixed bag. I mean, overall, most of our industry is down significantly because of the social distancing and the fear of, you know, people going from one house to the next. So
right.
Just follow all the CDC guidelines. We use hospital-grade disinfectants and sanitizers, and one common tired of doing it themselves.
Right.
Eventually
right.
all this will go away.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll see an even bigger value in having us out there to help.
Yeah. I have a friend and client that owns an executive janitorial service. And so her company cleans clean rooms. And we have a Vandenberg Air Force Base is nearby.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of Boeing and, you know, technical buildings that they need, they want cleaned, and they have cleaning porters now, which is a person that comes. Don't do that, you know.
It's that's the awesome.
It's the cleaning porter. So
yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. That seems to be a huge deal. People are looking multiple times a day, you know, coming in.
It's really interesting. We had a conversation this week about what do we think the maid service, janitorial services will look like after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
how will, because
yeah.
we used to, on the show, one of the questions we always ask is, how do you think AI is going to change your business? Well, funny that you asked, because now here we're in a situation where it's like, oh my gosh, the apocalypse. And
yeah.
we go in and or how do you get these areas sanitized? So I'm very, very interested to see where we come out after this. And it's certainly given me a lot of time to think of things that I would like to change moving forward.
Yeah, protocols and whatnot.
Yeah, a lot of that. So.
Yeah, we had to put out protocols, not only for our, you know, the employees, but to our customers and clients so they knew what to expect.
Right.
Because there's just a lot of fear out there. And if they know, well, for example, for Aero Barrier and Efficiency First Solutions, we're the only person on the job site anyway, because what we're doing it's a particle that is atomized, you know, in the air. So people can't be in the building when we're doing it. So that's good. So typically when we have our window of opportunity, we're the only ones there. So that's
right.
But on the construction side of the business, we've made a lot of concessions or changes, I should say,
sure.
not concessions, where we only have one trade at a time.
Yeah. And, you know, we may find that as this continues, one of the services or one of the modifications we make is that we recommend to people, you know, I had a conversation with somebody the other day and they're like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't really want to be in the same room, but I need this room clean. And let's talk about what is an area of your house you can hang out in for like an hour, let the girls